Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
Today is Wednesday, August 4th. We're detailing a new report about sexual harassment in the New York governor's office and why the governor says he won't step down, despite some of the biggest names in politics now calling for his resignation. Also, who is getting the highest civilian honor thanks to a bipartisan vote in Congress? Plus, how it will soon become more difficult to be unvaccinated in America's biggest city, a push for gender equality at March Madness, and which Americans set records on the track in Tokyo. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. New York's governor is facing more and more pressure to resign following a scathing new report from the state's attorney general. Her investigation found Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women, including state employees. The report says he touched, grabbed, and made inappropriate comments toward them. It also says Cuomo retaliated against at least one of the women who made her complaints public. He allegedly leaked her confidential personnel files and drafted a letter to attack her credibility. To reach these findings, investigators interviewed nearly 180 people over about 5 months, including Governor Cuomo himself. But it wasn't a criminal investigation, so as of this morning, he's not facing any criminal charges. However, it could impact his political future either way. Many prominent Democrats who used to be his allies are now calling on Cuomo to resign. They include President Biden, House Speaker Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and many more. However, the governor says he has no intention of stepping down. In a taped response, Cuomo once again denied the allegations. He said he never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. Cuomo says he believes his friendly hugs, kisses, and flirtation were just misconstrued, and that it might be a generational misunderstanding. He says he's hiring an expert to reform sexual harassment training for state employees. That's not enough, though, for many New York State lawmakers who say they're looking into impeachment. To be continued. The U.S. Pentagon was the site of deadly violence this week. A Pentagon police officer was stabbed, and the suspect was shot by law enforcement just outside the headquarters of the U.S. military. They both died. It's not clear exactly what led up to this, but several news outlets say some kind of violence broke out at the Pentagon transit station. That's one of the busiest bus stations in the entire metro system. The Pentagon was under a lockdown for about 90 minutes. Now, the FBI is investigating what might have motivated the suspect, and flags at the Pentagon are being flown at half staff in honor of the officer. Congress is honoring members of the Capitol Police and Washington, D.C. police forces. They will get congressional gold medals for their efforts to protect the Capitol from the riots on January 6th. That's the highest honor a civilian can get. Both the House and Senate passed a bill to make that happen, and President Biden says he will sign it. After that, the Treasury Department will make 4 gold medals, one for Capitol Police Headquarters, one for D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department, one to be put on display at the Capitol, and a 4th for the Smithsonian. Sadly, though, this honor is bittersweet. Just this week, we found out 2 more police officers who responded to that January 6th attack have killed themselves. That brings the known number of suicides by responding officers to 4. Police officials say it's impossible to know if the officers' deaths are linked to the events of January 6th, but officers have raised concerns before about the physical and emotional trauma it caused. About 140 Capitol and D.C. police officers were physically hurt that day. Many more have said they're struggling with their mental health. Now, senior police officials say they're working to support the well-being of those officers. The Biden administration announced a new evictions ban just days after the last one expired. This one doesn't include everyone, just people who live in areas with high levels of COVID-19. The thing is, though, right now, that's 90% of the U.S. population. The CDC says evicting people from their homes when the coronavirus is spreading so much could hurt efforts to slow the pandemic. This new ban will be in effect for the next 2 months. However, it's likely to face legal scrutiny. In the past, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has said another another eviction ban would need approval from Congress. And many landlord groups are upset about this new one, saying property owners need money, as they've already lost billions of dollars from unpaid rents over the course of the pandemic. Biden acknowledged that when he announced the new ban yesterday, but he said the time it takes to challenge the ban in court might be just enough time for Americans to get some more help from the government and make their rent payments. Florida seems to be the country's latest COVID-19 hotspot. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state hit a record high for the third day in a row. A lot of the patients are skewing younger, some even in their 20s, and about 90% of them are unvaccinated. Florida's governor says the state will not shut down again because of this rise, and he won't impose a mask mandate. But he said people there should get vaccinated to protect themselves. Meanwhile, vaccines are not only encouraged, they're about to be required to do a lot of things in New York City. Starting August 16th, people in the Big Apple will have to give proof they've been vaccinated to get into restaurants, gyms, and indoor events. New York is the first American city to take this step. As of this morning, about 60% of New Yorkers have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. That's compared to about 58% nationwide. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about HelloFresh.
Have you tried America's number one meal kit yet? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. No taking up your entire Sunday to meal plan, no grocery store runs required, and no greasy takeout night after night. Look, I don't know a lot about how to cook, and frankly, I don't like spending a lot of time in the kitchen. But with HelloFresh, I always enjoy the process of cooking, and I'm always super impressed with how tasty the meals are. In fact, all the recipes have been designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure both deliciousness and simplicity. So you should give it a try, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy14 and use code Newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. And HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily change your delivery day, your food preferences, or your plan size. And of course, you can always skip a week whenever you need. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy14 and use code Newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
We're seeing more and more history made at the Olympics. American college student Athing Mo won gold in the women's 800-meter race. Mo was only the second American woman to win this race at the Olympics, the first in more than 50 years. Her time of 1 minute 55 seconds is a new U.S. record. Later in the day, American Sydney McLaughlin shattered her own world record and won gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles. She finished in about 51 and a half seconds, just 12 hundredths of a second behind the runner-up. Over on the field side of the track, American long jumper Brittany Reese won the silver medal. Team USA athletes also won medals in the men's 400-meter hurdles, the men's pole vault, and the women's 200-meter race. Then there's women's gymnastics, where Simone Biles made her comeback on the balance beam. Biles says she still was battling the twisties during her routine. That's when gymnasts get disoriented in the air and struggle to land safely. Because of that, she didn't do any twists. She did mostly flips instead and walked away with a bronze medal. This gives Biles 7 Olympic medals over the course of her career, which ties the record for most medals won by an American gymnast. March Madness might go through some changes soon to make things more equal. For years, the NCAA has apparently been undervaluing women's basketball and prioritizing the men. That's according to a new report from a law firm the NCAA hired to investigate gender equality issues. This whole investigation started after one women's basketball player posted a video on social media showing a single skimpy weight rack at the women's tournament compared to a sprawling equipment setup at the men's event. The report found the differences didn't end there, though. It said everything from funding to food to COVID-19 testing and more was vastly different between the women's and men's tournaments. So the law firm is recommending changes. It says the NCAA should hold the men's and women's Final Four games at the same location. That way, the athletes all get the same, or at least similar, access to facilities, gifts, and more. It says the NCAA should also renegotiate its media contracts to more fairly reward women's programs based on their actual value. Interest in women's sports has been going up lately, even though they're not as widely available on network TV. In response to the new report, the NCAA's Board of Governors has said it's committed to change, and it wants executives to take action right away. It seems Americans are not quite as worried about stocking up on cleaning supplies these days. The evidence is in the numbers. Clorox reported a 17% drop in sales between April and June. Of course, the company is best known for selling things like bleach, disinfecting wipes, and other surface cleaners. And they had a boom last year when COVID-19 first became a pandemic. But now, the extra demand just isn't there. And the company expects sales numbers to drop even further over the next several months. Following this news, Clorox stock value closed nearly 10% lower on Wall Street today. Google Maps is rolling out new features for iPhone users. One of those updates is live location sharing that people can now access within iMessage. So let's say you're meeting up with a friend and you're running late. You could text your friend your exact location and ETA by simply tapping on the Google Maps icon in iMessage. Your location updates in real time for 1 hour automatically, and users can extend that time frame if they want. Google Maps is also adding a dark mode for iPhones. This feature was only available on Android phones before. A third update has to do with the app's real-time traffic monitoring. Google has developed a new traffic widget that users can add to their home screens. Google says all these new features will be available on all iPhones by the end of the month. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Sometimes we need a little assistance figuring out what could be holding us back in life. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a secure and private online environment to figure it out, and most importantly, live our best life. And because BetterHelp is all online, you can get a little help on your own time and at your own pace. Everything you share is confidential, and you choose whether you talk with your counselor through text, phone, video, or all of the above. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor they think is a great fit. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, request a new one. No big deal and no extra charge. It's a convenient and affordable option available for clients worldwide. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Work Wednesday. COVID-19 vaccines are becoming mandatory at more American companies, especially in light of the growing threat from the Delta variant. Major businesses like Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Morgan Stanley have introduced vaccine mandates. So have many hospitals and nursing home chains, major universities, and entertainment venues. But there's some inconsistency when it comes to white-collar versus hourly workers. For example, Amazon, Walmart, Lyft, and Uber say their corporate employees need to get their shots. But hourly workers in their stores and warehouses, who are often most at risk of getting the virus, are only encouraged to get the shot. Researchers say some business owners fear hourly workers would quit rather than be forced to get the vaccine. One company bucking that trend, though, is Tyson Foods. The meat processing giant wants all of its employees vaccinated by November. Tyson has gotten pushback from union leaders, but the company's chief medical officer says getting vaccinated is the, quote, single most effective thing we can do to protect our team members. So for now, the mandate stays. Meanwhile, some major companies are choosing to enforce mask wearing instead of vaccine mandates, like Target, Apple, General Motors, Ford, Home Depot, and McDonald's. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.